what's your interest in greyhounds?
Yeah, Nicky, I've a long interest in greyhounds going back from my teenage years. Come here to Kilkenny quite a bit, you know, really enjoy the greyhound racing. It's a great GAA connection with greyhound racing. And, you know, I suppose where I'm from in Ballingarry, I was born and reared up there where we had fortunate enough to have Derby winners left, right and centre around us in various areas around Ballingarry, Killinall, back into Feddert. So I couldn't but be interested in it, Nicky, to be honest. But it's a great sport. I really enjoy it, and it's a great outlet, as you said, away from the intensity of the hurling at times.
Absolutely. And tonight is interestingly a benefit night for Thomastown GAA, who've had a brilliant year this year, are back in the Kilkenny Senior Hurling Championship. And I think they'll be more than hold their own.
Yeah, no, I watched their progress and their success last year with great interest, and you know, they're a club really on the up. And you know, where I'm based, Nicky, as you know, I love popping in to see the latter stages of the Kilkenny Championship, and really looking forward to see how they conduct themselves now at senior level.
Now we'll start. Maybe you're playing Clare on Sunday. We'll start tomorrow down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Obviously, Limerick are still the team to beat. Kilkenny will be without Mikey Carey and Mikey Butler, so they're going to be up again. But I'd still expect a doughty fight from Kilkenny.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, it's all in preparation now for the championship, and that's going to be a really competitive encounter. Páirc Uí Chaoimh is going to be in great order down there. We played Limerick 2 weeks ago down there, Nicky, and it, you know, considering all the bad weather we've had of late, the pitch will be in excellent condition, so it should be good for a good game of hurling tomorrow night.
Now, teams, the problem at the moment is there's injuries. I mentioned a few Kilkenny ones. You have Seamus Kendi gone for a year. A very big absentee for your team, because he's a serious player and an experienced player. How's any of the rest of your squad?
Yeah, we're the same as everyone, Nicky. We're picking up little hamstring injuries and soft tissue injuries here and there. You know, obviously Seamus Kendi is a massive blow to us, a man of his experience and his calibre. But you know, we're just, you know, everyone is busy, physios, doctors, but that's, unfortunately, that's the nature of the way this thing is coming at us. You know, 5 weeks, 5 weeks from Sunday, the Munster Championship will be in full swing, in the Leinster Championship, and you know, right on top of the league. So it's just so condensed, it just makes it so difficult.
Now, at least about Sunday against Clare, I saw Clare playing Kilkenny the last day. Could have been went anyway, to be fair, but there's a bit of a pep in their step, and they don't have Tony Kelly, or Shane O'Donnell, and maybe one or two more at this stage. It's a game I think Tip probably would like to win, because you have the benefit, if I could call it that, of at least not playing in the first week of the Munster Championship.
Yeah, that. Absolutely, it's ideal preparation for us. And you know, Clare obviously flying high in Division 1A there of the league. So and I know Brian Lone has put massive emphasis on it to be fully ready, because they play Limerick obviously in the first round of the championship as well. So it'll be a good battle in Portlaoise on Sunday, and you know, it'll give us all a really good understanding where we're at in our preparations, both individually and collectively as a team.
I'd say none of the four teams that are left in it would mind winning the league. I mean, the league is a serious competition, even though it's kind of getting topped down a lot really in recent times.
Yeah, Nicky, that really disappoints me, you know, when you hear it being discussed on various, you know, podcasts and what have you, really degrading the league, and it's a pity, because, you know, where else, what other competition would allow you the platform to you know, to play? In Tipperary, we've played 37 or 38 players this year, to give them an opportunity to play inter-county hurling and see where they're at. And, you know, this crack of saying, oh, it's not, you know, you shouldn't go ahead and win the league, it will affect you into the championship, I think it's a load of nonsense. It's a national title, I've always said that, and it's, silverware is hard won, and you know, I was fortunate enough to win two national league titles myself, so I put massive mass on the league.
Absolutely, Liam, and it gives you an opportunity to shove on a lot of players who haven't a lot of experience, but they gained it in this year's league, and a number of them have come forward.
Exactly, that's the whole idea of the league. And you know, it's also terribly degrading to the sponsors of the Allianz National Hurling League, like, you know, and negative talk like that really, really isn't good for our game. Right, okay, it's not perfect, it is a fairly condensed season, but the National League has always played a part in our games right through the years, and there need to be a slot allocated.
And finally, Liam, because the next race is just about to start, the Munster Championship coming up fast, you don't get much time to rest on that, an injury or two and it could discommode your whole year.
That's the risk of it, but you know, we have to be ready for the 28th of April. We have All-Ireland champions in the Gaelic ground, so all systems go.